What's going on, everyone? This is Nerd Tween from Nerd Tweener Movie Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do apologize. I haven't been very active on pretty much any of my social media accounts, whether it be on here or any of the streaming platforms that I'm on. And I do apologize for that. I had to take a break. And part of what I want to talk about today is taking care of yourself. It's going to be interesting. I start off with this and then I will be end up going on a very, very crazy rant a little bit here. But there's no secret that I'm doing a lot of stuff, and I have to admit that I have been a little stressed out, and I just couldn't do this. I couldn't get in front of everyone and be like, hey, this is what I'm doing. Nerdtween's here. Hey, I got sick last weekend. It's just a mess. But I've upgraded a lot of things. I will continue to upgrade. This is my new setup behind me. My new lighted desk and everything here. I got my Casey Jones cosplay just hanging out in the background like that. And, you know, I have to admit that there's a lot of things that have been rough for me lately. I just felt like I was beating my head against the wall, and I had to back out and reassess everything. And here I am now. We're running back. We're doing a lot better now. When it comes to your mental health, whatever you have to do to make that a priority, you got to do it. I mean, it's more important than a lot of people seem to think. So I just wanted to say, if you're dealing with anything like with any type of mental anguish or pain or struggling or anything like that, reach out to somebody. It doesn't necessarily have to be, a mental health professional or anything like that. But there are a lot of people who are going through similar things and will be willing to talk. Just saying. But I just wanted to get that out the way, let you know that that's why, you know, it's been rough. So I had to take some time off. But now here we are. I have a beef that there is brewing between some people that I know, and I listened to someone's podcast this week, and a lot of what was said absolutely offended me. And I am going to do some sort of debunking to a lot of the things that were said. I am not going to name who it is, but I will be using direct quotes from this person. So, I never want to use my platform to publicly shame someone, which is what this person did. And I tried to keep my personal feelings and everything out of everything I do. It especially when it comes to business. So when someone comes at two of my friends with a lot of almost baseless claims, I felt like I needed to say something. I will be sending this to that person. If they want to, do a show, talk about our different viewpoints or whatever the case may be, I'm here for that. So we'll go from there. This person directly attacked two of my friends, Javon Jordan and Kyle Willis. Now, one of the things that was said that really rubbed me the wrong way about what that was said about Kyle was, Kyle is a yellow brand artist, and what yellow brand means is whatnot. That's just absolutely blatantly false. And if that's all you know of him, that's on you. Because yes, he does do whatnot exclusives because he's a talented fucking artist. You know what I mean? And I hate the fact that because an artist does work with a company, it's there. Oh, he's one of them. I mean, Kyle Willis just did a cover for Final Boss number 2, which was a Kiss Comics exclusive, a retailer that is not a Whatnot retailer. They do sell on Whatnot, but I'm pretty sure they sell elsewhere too. Final Boss is an Artist Elite title, which is a artist and writer owned company, and it was written by Tyler Kirkham. I know Tyler Kirkham is big on Whatnot, but that doesn't mean he's a Whatnot artist because he did a he did covers. That's just not a factual statement. So if that's one thing you want to say, you need to add something along the lines of, I consider this person, not that's what they are. Because when you're saying it, that's who they are, it comes off as you trying to say that's fact versus your opinion. And that's something I'm going to try to differentiate in this episode. And I know this is going to get me in hot water. I honestly don't care, because you don't get to just say what you want to say and then not have someone check you. And if I have to be that person to do the checking, so be it. Now, the next thing that was brought up, and this is the quote, unproven artists, not really that good of an artist as well. He was referring to both Javon Jordan and Kyle Willis. Unproven. So being self-published and working for and having covers with some of the biggest indie companies out is not proven. Just because they're not on a Marvel or DC book doesn't make them not proven artists. And you know, the funny thing is, Marvel and DC don't accept unsolicited art stories or anything. So how would you get on there if you didn't do indie stuff? And to claim that you're only a proven artist if you are on a Marvel or DC book, that is just absolutely inaccurate and honestly slanderous, because that's just wrong. I'm sorry. I mean, like, so let's look at this for what it is. It's a debate about what is art and what is good art. That is 100% personal preference. But I would, and just in case anyone tries to say, I'm reading notes. I took notes and I made sure I got everything out correctly. So if you see me, my eyes darting down, it's because I'm reading the notes that I have prepared. Because I did research and, you know, I brought receipts instead of just making outlandish claims. So, for example, okay, there are people that are willing to pay top dollar for modern artists. And honestly, if someone that I don't like or I don't understand their art is at an art gallery and is selling to artists and other people, then how is that a proven artist? Do they have to be in the Met Gala for them to be a proven artist, or can it just be any, you know, any freaking art gallery? Is only them being there being proven? I mean, art is subjective. And if there are people who enjoy the work and consistently sell out and then going for crazy prices on eBay or whatever platform you wanted to mention, does that not make them proven? And again, also, both Javon and Kyle have both self-published. They've worked on titles like Department of Truth, Ice Cream Man, The Recount, Final Boss, just to name a few. And pretty much all of them have commercial success. And I would argue that that is very much more proven than anything else, because it's easy to get a Marvel and DC book if you're a Marvel and DC, you know, creator who's on contract with them, because they'll just make another Spider-Man run, whether it's good or not. The current Spider-Man run is a very good proof of that. Indie books, they have to be good or else they're not going to sell, and they're not going to sell out. And I think a lot of people will agree that Department of Truth is one of the best comics in recent memory. There is a reason why the initial 100,000 print run sold out and was reprinted 6 times, as many of the other preceding issues as well. So if having a Department of Truth exclusive covers that sell out doesn't make you a proven artist, then I guess our opinions on proven artists versus unproven are monumentally different. Was Robert Kirkham in 2013 when he created The Walking Dead and Invincible that led to him being hired by Marvel? Was it then a huge gamble that Marvel signed him, an unproven creator, to do the Avengers Disassembled issues of the Captain America comic they're publishing? No, because he had launched two successful series and the proof was there. I mean, just because he wasn't hired by Marvel or DC does not make him a not proven creator. He had The Walking Dead and Invincible under his belt. I mean, that's proven. And again, like I said, I would argue even that to have a successful indie title would be make you more proven, because it's, like I said, it's not easy to get a indie book out. Trust me. I know, I'm working on one, and I have a lot of creator friends who are working on theirs, and it's not as easy as people might make it sound. I mean, I'm just saying. And then the next thing that was said, you probably have heard of Javon Jordan because he did one or two exclusive variant covers for Ninja Turtles, and I believe Image Comics 2 as well, but nothing really major after that, because he does just copies. He does homages, essentially. Now, I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. Because in that same breath, he was talking about, you're a digital artist, you're not an artist. If you're a digital artist, that does not make you any less of an artist. However, let's just say for this argument's sake that it does, which it abso-fucking-lutely doesn't. But again, for this debate, let's just say that it does. Now, if you don't like homages, just say that. And again, that's your preference. But I know people who only buy homages, whether it be hip-hop variants or the movie variants. That's all they get. That's all they want because of the artwork. So to find that you have this niche and this ability to make great homage covers is something to be ridiculed for? If you're good at something, do it. I just don't understand how, because someone has a certain style, you're going to, like, criticize it. And neither this person or me has any right to dictate what the people in the community like. And it's clear that you don't know much about the artist that you're talking about here. And as the Mandalorian Code says, one does not speak unless one knows. And I have literally been following Javon's career since his first Department of Truth cover. I've interviewed him on my podcast shortly after his first cover because I love the art. And I just knew he would be a big name. And because talent speaks for itself, and he was selling out covers even before Whatnot ever got involved with his career, which is why he is now an exclusive streamer with them, because he's an in-demand artist. Now, this person was talking about a horrendous remark sketch that they did. Apparently, it was garbage or whatever. I haven't seen it, so I don't know exactly what, you know, that looked like. But I have personally, literally, with my own two eyes, watched Javon do some amazing art in person. No one's perfect. So if a remark or a sketch is bad, or you think it's bad, okay. Does every single artist knock it out the park every time? I mean, a lot of people love Peach Momoko, but some of that Venom Cow cover, come on. There is no such thing as a perfect creator. And for you to come at someone because they are using their talents for, you know, to better their life, you know, to better who they are. And because they do predominantly digital work, because it's, you know, cheaper and easier, which is smart business wise. I'm just saying. I mean, like, why is this an issue? Why? I don't understand. So I hope that you reach out to me, because I'm, again, this is not about calling you out. This is about setting the record straight. And now the next line was Kyle Willis, another artist. I don't know if you call him an artist. I guess you can call him an artist, because anything you do is kind of a form of art, right? He does murals. Now, I paraphrase that one a little bit because this person stuttered and I didn't want to make it look like I was joking with like making a joke about them. I stutter. It's not, I mean, it happens on a live stream. I just didn't want that to be something that be, oh, look, he's making fun of him. No, no. So that's why I paraphrase that one. Everything else is direct quotes. But first of all, it's not, he doesn't do murals. Okay. That's not what a mural is. He does mosaics. Okay. And what he does, he makes these mosaics, then he paints over them, which becomes the cover. And then the painting he does is an actual big painting, and it becomes an actual full-size canvas art piece that people want to display in their house. I actually spoke to him on video and watched a video chat and watched him doing this one time, and it was freaking amazing. It was actually awesome. So to say Kyle isn't an artist just shows that you don't know his work. If meticulously arranging cutouts to form a giant mosaic image that you paint over to stunning results that sell out everywhere isn't being a true artist, then again, our opinions on what being an artist or what art in general is are vastly, vastly different. I mean, when you look at like Kyle's work, he is very talented and does really good work. And if you don't like it, that's okay. You don't have to like everyone's work. I personally don't like Kirkham's work. I think it's very bland and he gets a lot more respect than he deserves. But that's me. I wouldn't go out there and be like, oh, Tyler Kirkham is trash and he shouldn't buy his covers. He defecated all over this, all over the Venom cover he made. Bah, that's just not, that just makes no fucking sense. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was a big issue for me. And again, like I said, I'm going to send this to this person and I hope that we can reach some type of agreement to maybe talk about this, because again, I'm not here to shame someone. That's not what I'm doing. I heard what someone said and I didn't think any of what a lot of what they were saying was accurate. And I wanted to have on record that that was not accurate. That's just next one. He does a lot of remarks, right? Because essentially remarks, when you do a remark, you don't have to put that much effort on a remark. It's very quick. Like if you've seen a real artist do a remark, they will do a remark in like 30 seconds, right? Because there is not much to it. It's just pure lines. So if you're asking me, I think there's a lot wrong with what you just said there. A lot wrong. That statement is just ripe with issues. So to say that you don't have to put much effort into remarks is technically true. You don't have to. But the majority of artists that I have seen take more than 30 seconds to do great artwork on their remarks. Hell, I've seen certain artists take that long to sign their fucking name. Like there are certain artists that would literally take almost a minute to sign their names because they do all these special designs and color splashes and everything. And again, if you don't like remarks, if you don't think that remarks are that much effort and that they devalue the book, then don't get them on your books. I think that they don't take much effort is honestly an insult to the real artist. I mean, that, like, and that's the thing, a term we're going to keep coming back to, real. Your version of real is not necessarily what other people's version of real. Real, like normal, is subjective. And to say a real collector wouldn't buy this or a real artist wouldn't do this, who are you to judge what a real artist is? And who are you to judge what a real collector is? We'll come back to that. All right, now here's where it gets really messy. He actually took, Kyle Willis, took an ASM 300 newsstand edition and he defecated all over it by doing a remark over Spider-Man's face and making it look like Venom, right? First, while I, personally, me, would never want to remark an ASM 300, that's my feelings. But to call someone's artwork defecating is unacceptable, and I honestly lost a lot of respect for you from that statement, and I'm sure you won't care. It's not for you or me to decide what a person does with their book. Okay? I mean, I have an Alan Kwa Virgin shared exclusive World Tree number one. Yes, shameless plug. It's available. Link in my bio. And one of my friends, a fellow content creator, wanted me to sign it. And I told him, I'm like, bro, this is going to decrease the value. Like, you do realize that, right? Like, this is just a shared exclusive. My logo's on the back. I really didn't have much to do with this. I don't know. He didn't care. So I did what he asked. And then I signed it on the back right above, right on my logo. Let's put a little one of one. And when he unboxed it, I happened to be in his live when he unboxed it. And when he saw the signature that I think made it lose value, he was so happy and had this big, genuine smile. And he looks right at the camera and goes, this is going on the wall. The buyer dictates the value. And not for nothing, but he started at $1. Remark or not, an ASM 300 at a dollar is insane. So whatever it got to, whatever the price ended up at, because I don't know. I spoke to Kyle about it, and I asked him, and I forgot the number. I think it was like 300 something. I don't know. It's not like he was like, yo, this is my remark. That makes it a $5,000 book. No, he started at a dollar. Like, I just don't understand how someone can be this upset about what someone else decides to do with not only their talent, but their own book. It's not like Whatnot or anyone else just gave him that book for free and was like, I'm going to decide to mark it up. No, it was the book he paid for. He owned it. It was his. He could do whatever he wants with it. I mean, seriously. Moving on. Real collectors don't care whether it's damaged or not damaged. Collectors collect. Then what the fuck are we even talking about? You can't, in one sentence, be up in arms that someone did a remark on a book if real collectors don't care whether it's damaged or not. Because according to what you're saying, that's damaged. And while we're on the topic, what do you consider a real collector? Because if you ask me, you're sounding very similar to those influencers last year that are making all of these wild claims and said, if you don't have a Hulk 181, you're not a real collector. Sounds very familiar. They kind of almost are equal. Just saying. And then you said that could have been someone's gem. It was. And still is. Kyle had it. It was his gem. He decided to remark it. And someone decided to buy it. So I don't understand what the problem is. I really just don't get it. I really don't. Moving on. Now this is more of a little personal bugaboo for me. No other character in the modern era of comics have had such an impact as Benham. So I disagree. Because yes, while Venom is a big character, iconic, beautiful, it's literally probably the last unsolicited fan work that was ever taken by Marvel or DC and made into something big. But it kind of makes me go back to an artist is only proven if they've been with Marvel or DC, because I would argue that Spawn had a far greater impact than Venom because of what he did for the industry when that came out. At that time, Marvel and DC basically had a stranglehold on the industry when it came to like superheroes. And while Spawn is more of an anti-hero, it put Image on the map, which made him a real contender, which really made all of these other indie publishers even possible. So I would argue that is more impactful than Venom. Because if you ask me, more impactful means they left a bigger mark, or it had more impact on culture, society, the books themselves, a lot of different things. And I'd also throw in that I'd say Harley Quinn also might be a little bit more impactful, because that character was debuted in an animated series and then came into the comics and became one of the most iconic and most highly sought after characters in all of comics. And then you look at, you know, Ultimate Fallout 4, the first appearance of Miles Morales. I mean, what's more impactful than the first African-American and Puerto Rican Spider-Man, or technically the second appearance of Venom? Because the book we're talking about, the ASM 300, is technically the second appearance. I know it's the first with him being named as Venom and on Eddie Brock, but that exact symbiote, kind of shows up in Marvel Superheroes Secret Wars 8. So, you know, and that was not in the modern era. This whole episode is really just me nitpicking, because that just kind of just rubbed me the wrong way, because I feel like the Venom is actually more of a sad story, because it was the last and only time that Marvel fleeced a fan, gave him a few hundred bucks for the idea, and then made it literally a juggernaut in the comic book community. I mean, I think that there's a lot to be said there with the longitude of Miles being, because like, again, you're looking at Venom and Eddie Brock, he was just another white guy. What's more impactful, the first of something or just the next one? Just saying. Okay, moving on. Another thing that was said was, as collectors, you guys, each and every one of you all, are already wary about an artist doing a remark on their own work when it's a key, right? That's your own personal opinion. And to say that everyone is wary about artists doing remarks, you're wrong. Every. Are you kidding me? There are people who literally bring sketchbooks, books, and comics upon comics to get remarked at conventions. Are you out of your mind? Really? I mean, if you don't like them, don't get them on your books. No one asked you to. And And I know you did say 40-60 that don't want remarks. I mean, maybe you're right there. But again, you're insinuating that those people, the ones that follow what you think is the right way to collect, are real collectors. And the real collectors don't want remarks. And I think that is not accepting. And that's not the accepting and loving community that I love about the comic fandom. Because from what I've experienced in the comic fandom on different social media platforms, it's usually very supportive. We love each other because we're all nerds who at one point, more than likely, were picked on for liking these things. And now we're making careers out of them. And it's a very great time to be a nerd. And we're fighting each other. What the fuck for? Like, seriously, how is this happening? Why are we not all coming to each other's aid? Why are we not all supporting and propping up this community? Because if we all don't, this shit's gonna fucking crumble. I mean, but again, man, neither you nor I have any right to tell any collector how to collect and or to tell any artist that they can't do their artwork. And you later continued to say, if you ask Todd McFarlane, it's okay. That now, and then like, they like if it's McFarlane's work, it's okay. Why? Why does it matter? If you're an artist, anything's a canvas. It's like, it doesn't make you a real collector if you don't want remarks. And then you even mentioned, you were like, would you want a Stan Lee remark on a Hulk 181? You goddamn right I would. Rest in peace to the great Stan Lee, Excelsior. You see what I got to deal with? even though he's a writer and not an artist, you damn right I would want a remark, because that's something special. They put their time and effort into that, and that is part of who they are. I would be fucking honored to have a crappy Wolverine sketch done by Stan Lee in a Hulk 181. You kidding me? That would be one of my prize pieces of my collection. And that's, again, collecting is subjective. You collect what you want. And because, so am I not a real collector because I like remarks? Because I'm not wary to get a remark? Am I not a real collector? That's what you're implying, that I'm not a real collector because I enjoy remarks. And then, moving on, he is only a whatnot artist, referring to Kyle. And as I stated before, he's not just a whatnot artist. He is self-published along with a laundry list of publishers, including Scout and Image, and any number of retail exclusives that are not just on whatnot. They're in the actual stores of these people. And I was at MegaCon and I saw people who never even read or heard of whatnot, read a comic book or even heard of whatnot, stopping and looking at his art because it was that good. He's at conventions all over the country and he's being recruited by the people who run these conventions because they want him there. And what gives you the right to call him stupid for doing a remark on his own book? As I said before, it's not like Whatnot gave him this book. It's not like he stole the book from someone and was like, I am going to deface it. No. He took a book he had and drew on it and started at a dollar. I don't see the problem. Okay, there's some more. Moving on. There has never been in the history of an artist that I think I know of, correct me if I'm wrong, which I will, research the internet. Clayton Crane has done remarks on ASM 252 as well as the Secret Wars 8. And to say because Fallout 4 is a newer grail and that it's not that big of a deal. There are so many people who love Miles Morales. And to say that only people, because you mentioned that people who like Miles are the flippers. I completely disagree with that. I feel like there are so many people that were represented for the first time in one of their favorite characters, that there's a lot of people who like Miles Morales, not just the people who are trying to make money off him. I mean, and you use the term flipper in a derogatory term. So again, am I part of your problem then? Because one of my most crowning achievements is when right before WandaVision came out, I decided to buy a West Coast Avengers 45, which is the first appearance of Colorless Vision, for $5. He then shows up in the series, and then I sold it for $75 on a YouTube auction. I don't remember what I started at. I have no idea at this point. It's the only YouTube auction I ever did, and I'm pretty sure it's the only one, only item I sold on there. But I don't understand the need to say that anyone who does this is cringe or a problem. I don't get it. Because, I mean, do many abuse their influence and status? Of course. That's going to be the same in any business. I mean, there is no business that doesn't have people abusing their power. I play the comic book market a lot like many who play the stock market. I use my comic book knowledge to buy as low as possible and sell as high as possible. Some more business savvy people than I literally have been, we've had talks about some of the ROIs that I've had, and they're like, I can't get stocks to perform that well, to the point where they literally are like, I mean, can we invest? Like, I use that extensive knowledge to my advantage, just like many people wouldn't, you know, their knowledge of stocks and bonds and all that stuff. I don't get that, but I get comics. I mean, I know good with numbers. I know nothing about stocks, but comics, I do. And I think that calling, like, again, flippers as a derogatory term, a lot of flippers are collectors too. I mean, I know that I have books that I have been keeping for many years because I like them and I want them. But if I can flip a comic book to continue buying more comics or to get a grail that I really wanted, you'd bet your damn ass I'm going to do that. And I shouldn't be looked at negatively because I do. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that. Moving on. If it's upsetting you, which it should, you are a true collector. That's what you are. What Kyle did to his own book is not upsetting. A maybe one bad remark, quick sketch, and complaining about what Javon Jordan does did not upset me. But what did upset me was you continually to call it disgusting and revolting and to say damage or not damage, collectors collect. But, I mean, if collectors collect damage, then obviously people would collect remarks. Like, once again, you're starting to sound a lot like those influencers saying what a true collector's is. Everyone is permitted to have their own opinions, but when you have any type of platform, any type of you have a responsibility to not let your personal biases affect the way you report something, unless you say, in my opinion, as I've continued to do most of these, you know, I disagree, or it's my opinion, because that's what it is. When you are out here saying that, like, countless times you spoke about the majority and the real collectors, and I don't think your definition of real collectors aligns with what my definition is, and therefore both of our definitions of real collectors are fucking null and void and not important, because there's no such thing as a fucking real collector. Like, so they're fake collectors? I don't agree with that statement at all. At all. Are there people who call themselves collectors who aren't? Sure. Fuck, of course. There's also influencers who call themselves influencers who aren't. Or comic book historians that call themselves comic book historians that aren't. You know, I mean, just because you say something doesn't make it true. It doesn't. And I am the absolute last fucking person on the planet that's going to stick up for whatnot. I'm not doing that. I'm sticking up for my friends. I spent the last year off the platform because how betrayed I felt on the platform by the platform itself and by extension, the community, because I was, you know, spending hours trying to sell books, and these same influencers would come on with these books a couple days later and sell them for 2-3 times the value, and I couldn't even sell them at all. Kyle is not an influencer on Whatnot. He's just a fucking artist and is using his talents to work and live. And not you or me has any right to tell him what to tell people what to do with their talents, in my opinion, of course. And to call them amateur artists, no. I'm sorry. If you get paid to do a job and the job is art, you're a professional artist. I'm currently writing my own comic book, but it's in production and not yet out, so I'm an amateur comic book writer. I have done a few open mic nights, but never been paid for doing stand-up, so I'm an amateur stand-up comedian. Like I mentioned earlier, there are people who book artists for comic book conventions all over the fucking country who reach out to these people to get them to come and do work at their conventions because they will draw. And then they get paid for that. And once again, I guess the definition of proven or professional differs greatly from mine because, you know, if you get paid to do a job, you're a professional at it. And last but not least, so you want to get people kicked off a platform because you think they don't align with your criteria of what the drip platform is. So you're taking now your personal opinions and throwing the company that you're working for, contracted for, under the bus, and dragging their name into it. Drip had nothing to do with that. And you mentioned Key King Comics, or whatever it is. I've already informed them about them, and they're supposed to be banned already. So, if that's the case, then, okay. I had literal proof of someone, multiple people, saying that person stole from them and didn't deliver on what they were supposed to. Never did it to me. And, you know, that's not for me to decide. I gave them the information that was given to me because I was working with Drip at the time, and I wanted to protect the community. I have been fighting for that community for over a year now. I have had one person, literally one person, that I've even once said anything about getting them off the platform. And I really don't think you have as much power as you think you do. I know that this might come across as, you know, self-serving or whatever, but I really feel like you might be talking out of turn. And I have learned with working with multiple companies now that majority of the time, in my experience, they don't like when people talk out of turn. But, and again, like I said, I didn't mention this person's name on purpose. If you are a fan of this person, you hear my content, which you probably won't, because I don't have too many viewers, really. Let's be honest here. I'm a small fry coming at this big guy, you know, big influencer. But I don't know if anyone else will stand up to the injustice, so I will. Because in my experience, both Kyle and Javon are two absolute class acts that are very talented and have taken advantage of the fact that they're talented to be very successful at what they do. whether you like what they do is irrelevant. Whether you agree with what they decide to do with their property or their artwork, I mean, it doesn't really matter. And I don't understand why you would, you know, decide to openly bash someone as aggressively as you did. Again, it's not the welcoming community that I remember and that I feel exists still in the comic book community. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm the one that is off base. You know, maybe I'm the one that's out of touch. Maybe I'm the one who, you know, can't keep his head calm, cool, and collected and do some actual research. I mean, I'd rather not look a fool. But I guess that's not the same for everyone. But, you know, whether you like me or not, hear this or not, I had to get it out. It's something that I had to say, and I'm glad that I'm hoping at least one person hears this. And if the person who this is about has anything they want to say, I really do hope that we can come to an agreement and do a actual sit down and talk about this, because I think I feel like there might be somewhere that their common ground could be reached. I don't know, but for the betterment of the community, I'm willing to try. We'll see if they are. Until next time, this is Nerdtween signing off.